Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks.
Thanks, Rachel, and I want to introduce you to my good friend Jeff Adams, and thank you, Jeff, for joining us on this weekday podcast.
My wife and I served as a host home last year to a group of 10th grade boys from our church who were participating in Breakthrough Weekend. They arrived at our house around 8:30 on Saturday evening to participate in their second meal of the evening. Then after playing several rounds of manhunt in our yard, they sat around the fire pit to share their insights from the day, so I decided to go outside and join them. One by one, in a counterclockwise fashion around the fire, the students shared things that were on their minds. I couldn't help but notice some common themes that were being shared, but one in particular stood out to me as it represents a theme that I find common in us all. It centered around their desire to fit in, to be accepted, to be chosen. It reminded me of times as a kid when I'd find myself playing a game of pickup basketball. Two team captains would be randomly selected, who would then each take turns choosing players to be on their team. In my early teenage years, this was often a traumatic experience because I would experience the pain of being one of the last ones chosen and sometimes not being chosen at all. Today, I think we experience the same hurt via social media when we don't get liked by someone, or when our post receives less likes than someone else's post, or maybe in the workplace when someone gets the job promotion that we wanted or the job position that we applied for. We all fear not being chosen or accepted or liked. Imagine how freeing life would be if we could stop letting this sort of stuff bother us. What if we could live life without having to worry about whether someone picked us or liked us? You know, God understands how much this fear of not being chosen weighs on us. I think that's one of the things God was addressing when he inspired the Apostle Paul to write for us in Galatians 5:1 that, quote, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." At first glance, that verse probably makes you want to shrug your shoulders and say, well, duh. But let's look a little harder at what he is saying here. First, let us consider how Christ set us free. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Notice the significance in the timing of when he died for us. It wasn't once we had our act together that he died for us, nor was it after we decided we wanted to follow him that Christ died for us. Instead, he died for us at a time when he was being rejected by us, when the people were shouting, "Release Barabbas!" and "Crucify him!" So obviously, we had not decided to choose him when he died for our sins to set us free. Instead, he chose us. So then, why did he choose us? For freedom. I think one thing Paul is telling us here is this idea that the God of all creation, the King of the world, the ultimate team captain, the owner of everything, including Facebook, Instagram, and everything else, this God chose you. And when you've been chosen by him, you don't ever have to worry about being chosen or liked by anyone else, because there is none greater. You and I have been set free for true freedom. So look what the scripture says next. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. God knows how our minds work. He knows that we get caught up in what we see and feel using our five senses. And if we're not careful, we will become enslaved once again to this cycle of trying to win the approval of people. Paul is saying, stop. Live life knowing you are chosen. Live free.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.